Welcome in to Season 3, Episode 6 of The Jake Boucher Show. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I hope you guys get some value out of this episode or enjoyment, something like that. So the title of this episode is Difficult Roads Lead to Beautiful Places. And I came across, I think it was like a week ago or something, and it really resonated with me. And I thought that was a great idea for a podcast episode and a blog post. I already had a blog post. I already wrote a blog post about this very thing that I'm about to talk about. And I want to keep this intro pretty short because I want to get right into the meat of this episode. So without further ado, let's jump right into it. So I'm going to give you guys a little backstory, a little summary of what has happened in the last 2 weeks. On Labor Day, on Labor Day, that Monday, my mom came up to me and she said that she's like, "Oh, Jake, why don't you do this? I don't really want to give away details right now because I'm in the midst of working on this thing and I don't want to jinx myself and I kind of just want to keep it low key until it comes to fruition, if it comes to fruition, but it definitely will. It's just a matter of putting in the time and the effort into it. So I just want to keep it under wraps for now, though. I'll tell you guys when that happens. It should happen within the next month at the latest. 30 days at the latest. But anyway, so my mom came up to me one day on Labor Day. And she's like, "Jake, why don't you think about doing this?" And I was like, "Huh. You know, I've always had a fascination for this industry. And I've always known I was going to get into it eventually. I was thinking but more towards my late 20s for some reason. I wanted to get my other business up to speed and get that really ramped up. But then I thought about it more. It's just like, why don't I just do this now? And I can learn from my dad because he's in the industry. And one thing led to the next. And I got going. I signed up for all the things that I needed to do, and I'm currently in the midst of doing this thing, of preparing, of learning about this industry. And I don't know why I didn't think of that. I'm so thankful that my mom brought that up to me because I probably wouldn't have done it for a few more years, and I'm happy that she did because I got a head start on it. And so I think it was meant to be because, to be honest with you, I didn't love my business. I didn't love doing it. It was kind of a pain to wake up every day and have to like do all these sales stuff, reach out to people, reach out to businesses to win them over and try to land meetings and convince them to work with me and convince them that they need my help, convince them that they're doing their marketing all wrong. That really wasn't my cup of tea. And I think the biggest factor for that situation was the fact I've really done some thinking and I need a partner. I really need a partner that's going to be there for me and go on this journey with me and kind of help me be. I want a partner that's good at what I'm bad at and vice versa. I'm good at what they're bad at. So I want a partner that's good at sales and good at communication and all that fun stuff. And I'm good at the marketing and all that stuff. So I think I'm going to jump back into that at some point next year, but don't take my word for that. The only way I'm going to go back into that business is if I have someone working with me, a partner of some sort, or someone who's good at my weaknesses, you know, hire a salesperson. And have them generate leads for me and all that stuff. So that's something I'm going to put on the back burner for now. I definitely want to get back into that business next year at some point. I'm thinking before summer, once I get this thing going, this current thing I'm working on going. And therefore, I'll be working on two businesses, which is a lot for a 22-year-old or soon-to-be 23-year-old. But, you know, I'm willing to do it. I was thinking to myself today that I'm willing to sacrifice my 20s and I'm willing to sacrifice my 20s to make my dreams reality because I can have the rest of my life to do what I want to do, to travel, you know, go on a ton of vacations, have a family, because I'm only 22 right now, and before you know it, I'm gonna have a family, and I'm not gonna have nearly as much time to work on my business and get this thing going and work on my new thing. So it's best to take advantage of the time I have now when I'm not a dad or not a husband, and just kind of go all out at in the present time period. But what I'm getting at is, you just never know when an opportunity is gonna strike. And in the case of this situation, my mom really got to me. And it's like, wow, it just makes no sense that I would wait on doing this, because I've always wanted to do this. I've wanted to do this, I'd say probably, you know, I think it's been like 6, 7, 8 years that I've always had a fascination for this industry, and I've always wanted to get into it. But I wanted to build up my current business to be able to get the money to do the stuff required for this upcoming business that I'm doing. But, you know, it makes the most sense to just get on the train right now and, you know, take off. So I think the moral of the story is to embrace change and embrace opportunities that you might otherwise not be like, what's the proper word right here for this situation? Take chances and, you know, embrace the change that's going to come with everything you do, because if you don't embrace the change, you're never going to get anywhere. And I think that's a lesson I'm learning very, very quickly, is I got to get out of my comfort zone and embrace the change that is happening in my life, because I'm not going to get anywhere if I don't embrace the change. I'm just going to stay stagnant, and just, which is obviously what I don't want to do and what you don't want to do. You can't stay stagnant. You can't stay in the same spot your whole life. You always got to be adapting and learning and trying new things. And this is definitely a new thing for me, and something I'm super excited about. I think I'm going to love this more, and I think I'm going to do awesome in this industry, because I get to learn from my dad, and which is going to be great. And we're going to be working together, which is extra awesome. So I'm just going to learn so much from him, and then eventually I'll go on my own and have my own business in this industry and have my social media business. It's just going to be a wild time, and there's just going to be a lot of patience. And yeah, so it's going to lead to a beautiful road, as the title says. Difficult places lead to beautiful roads. I think that's the title. I could be wrong. But so if someone listening to this episode is thinking about changing something in their life, you know, I said, I think it was a season premiere or something of this season, that I wasn't going to give advice, but I think this really could help someone be in this situation, because I'm going through the same thing. Just try new things, and I'm trying a new thing, and I'm loving it so far, albeit I don't like the class, the class and the learning, because I was so bad at school, and school, I think from high school until the end of college, till my last day of college. I could never pay attention for the entire class. I could never listen to my instructor for the entire class. I always zoned out, and I'm finding that happening again to me in the current time period. So that's something I'm not ever going to change, probably. Class was not for me, to say the least. School was not for me. So just try new things, get out there, and embrace change, and kind of learn from each situation. You're only going to get better. And I mean, if you're, like Gary Vaynerchuk says, like, some of you listening to this, I know some of my listeners are 40 plus years old. And if that's you right now, if you're over 40, if you're like, let's say you're 53 or whatever, you're still young as can be. You're still super, super, super young in the grand scheme of things. You're only like a little over half done with your life, which is absolutely crazy. So you have so much more time to do the things that you want to do. If you've always wanted to start a business, you can start a business. Like, start your dog food company, or, you know, whatever you want to do. You still have so much time left. And just do what you love. I think that's the name of the game. And I didn't really love doing my social media company, because I just didn't want to do the things I was bad at. And I always, like, just did not look forward to sending out those cold emails and messages and calls. And it's just something I wasn't good at, something I wasn't comfortable doing. And I think that was a learning experience for me, because when I get back into that business, I'm going to have someone doing all the things I don't want to do and the things I am not good at. So it was a learning experience. And I look forward to getting back into that business one day when I have someone by my side. But in the meantime, I'm trying this new thing, and it's going to go, I know it's going to go great. You're always going to have a positive attitude going into new things. And I'm going to do great at it. And I'll keep you guys updated. I'll tell you, I'll have an episode, I'm sure, when this comes to fruition. I'll tell you exactly what it is and kind of talk about it in detail a little more. I'm sorry for being so vague and just kind of not giving too much away, because I don't want to jinx myself. So even though a jinx may or may not be real, but who's to argue that? So yeah, I'm going to wrap up this episode now. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. It means so much to me. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And I hope you guys can forgive me for not giving anything away and kind of being very vague and, you know, kind of just taking a step back and just not giving any detail. So I appreciate for your patience, and I look forward to doing the next episode, and hope you guys look forward to listening to the next episode, whatever the topic may be. So thank you guys so much. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. And yeah, I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you.